Part 2, Chapter 6. Nicholas stood alone. He was on the same stretch of beach where his father had stood just 10 years earlier, looking out at the sunrise and the waves on the seashore. Nicholas's father never made it out to look at the great sea again, having finally succumbed to the sickness himself. Nicholas's mother passed away first, within 2 weeks of the first signs of illness. His father lasted another 3 days after that, as if holding on as long as he could to make sure his wife passed as peacefully as possible from this life to the next, and making sure Nicholas was as ready as possible to take the next steps in his own life. Nicholas's father didn't shy away from tears, but he didn't want them wasted on wrongful emotions either. "Don't cry because it's over," his father had said to both his wife and his son. "Smile because it was beautiful." There was a time and place for anger and disappointment, but this wasn't the time for either. If given the chance to do it all over again, his parents would have chosen to do exactly what they did. It was not foolishness, they said, to be willing to risk their lives for the sake of others, especially when there were no guarantees that they would have survived anyway. As it turned out, the plague ended up taking the lives of almost a third of the people in Patara before it finally ran its course. The sickness seemed to have a mind of its own, affecting those who tried to shield themselves from it, as well as those who, like his parents, had ventured out into the midst of it. After the death of his parents, Nicholas felt a renewed sense of urgency to pick up where they had left off, visiting those who were sick and comforting the families of those who had died. Then, almost as suddenly as it came to their city, the plague left. Nicholas had spent most of the next few weeks sleeping, trying to recover from the long days and even longer nights of ministering to those who were affected. When he was awake, he spent his time trying to process his own feelings and emotions in light of the loss of the family he loved. In so many ways, his parents were his life. His life was so intertwined with theirs, and having them taken so suddenly from him, he hardly knew what to do without them. He went to live with his uncle, a priest who lived in the monastery in Patara, until he was ready to venture out further into the world on his own. Now that time had come, and it was time for Nicholas to make his decision. Unlike many others who had been orphaned by the plague, Nicholas had been left with a sizable inheritance. The question on his heart wasn't what he would do to make a living, but what he would do to make a life. Through all that he had experienced, and now recognizing the brevity of life for himself, Nicholas now knew why his father had come so often to this shore to pray. Now it was Nicholas's turn to consider his own future in light of eternity. "What should I do? Where should I go? How should I spend the rest of my days?" The questions could have overwhelmed him, except that his father had prepared him well for moments like these too. His father, always a student of the writings of Scripture and of the life of Christ, had told him that Jesus taught that we needn't worry so much about the trouble down the road as just the trouble for that day. "Each day has enough trouble of its own," Jesus said. As Nicholas thought about this, his burden lifted. He didn't have to figure out what he was going to do with the rest of his life just yet. He only had to decide on his next step. He had enough money to travel the length of the entire world back and forth 3 times and still have enough to live on for years to come. But that wasn't really what he wanted to do. He had never had a desire to live wildly or lavishly, for the life he knew up to this point already gave him tremendous satisfaction. But there was one place he had always wanted to see with his own eyes. As he looked out across the sea, to the south and to the west, he knew that somewhere in between lay the place he most wanted to visit, a land that seemed more precious in his mind than any other. It was the land where Jesus had lived, the land where he had walked and taught, the land where he was born and died, and the land where so many of the stories of his life and almost the entirety of Scripture itself had taken place. Nicholas knew that some decisions in life were made only through the sweat and agony of prayer, trying desperately to decide between 2 seemingly good but mutually exclusive paths. But this decision was not one of them. This was one of those decisions that, by the nature of the circumstances, was utterly simple to make. Apart from his uncle, there was little more to keep him in Patara, and nothing to stop him from following the desire that had been on his heart for so long. He was glad his father had shown him this spot, and he was glad that he had come to it again today. He knew exactly what he was going to do next. His decision was as clear as the water in front of him.